download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
Yes. Oh, okay.
It would be distracting.
And good evening and welcome back to Monday Night Talk. No, I'm not Kevin Tachi. I'm Christine James, and I'll be moderating our political forum tonight. Kevin Tachi, host of Monday Night Talks, in here with me.
Hello.
As well as Charles Mathewson, WATD reporter.
Hello.
Hello. And the two candidates as well. This is a political forum, and the race is for Plymouth County Commissioner. We have incumbent Republican Sandra Wright and her challenger Democrat Scott Fecky. Thank you for joining us tonight. Asking questions with me again, we've got Charlie and Kevin, and this is being filmed also by Whitman Hansen, Community Access Television. Now, our format is simple. We always ask people to follow the same format. We ask candidates to have opening and closing statements prepared, no longer than 2 minutes. In between, we ask a round of questions, including the lightning round, where the answers are either yes or no, or one or two sentences tops, which we find it impossible for the candidates to do. But let's see if we can do that tonight. Now, if we have time, we usually give the candidates a chance to ask each other a question or two as well. We chose the order early out of the official newsroom koozie, which we have a new one now. We did solve the mystery of the one that disappeared. It just reappeared 2 months later in the kitchen. But now on one of his trips, where was this?
It was to South Dakota.
I never was sure. Mount Rushmore. Okay. This is the new official WATD newsroom koozie with the presidents on there. So we have the order. What we're going to do is we're going to begin with opening statements. I pulled those names out earlier. They've got 2 minutes, and we're going to start with Scott Fecky. Then we're going to go to Sandra Wright. That order gets reversed at the end. So let's begin the evening with Scott Fecky. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Scott Fecky, and I'm the Democratic candidate for Plymouth County Commissioner this year. I'm a retired Marine, I've been a police officer for over 20 years, and I'm an attorney. I bring the qualifications of leadership, crisis management, and a legal background, which is very important in any elected official. But in addition to that, I've also started and run a successful small business in the town of Plymouth, Mayflower Taxi, which went defunct for a period of time. I brought it back, revitalized it, and it now provides important transportation services throughout the town of Plymouth, and it is a very successful business. In addition to that, in my capacities as a police officer, I'm the vice president of the Plymouth Police Superior Officers Union, MassCop Local 372 AFL-CIO, where I use my legal background as an attorney in our capacities representing our body of the union. I've successfully helped to negotiate 3 contracts with the town of Plymouth. We've been through arbitration twice, and I've used it numerous times dealing with grievances and other union issues. So in addition to my being a retired Marine, a police officer, and an attorney, I bring a quasi-public-private experience, which entails public employee management and union negotiations as well. I think all of that makes me a very good candidate for county commissioner this year, and I will do an outstanding job when I'm elected as county commissioner. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the opening statement for Scott Fecky. He's a Democrat running for this spot. Sandra Wright, you are the Republican incumbent. Good evening.
Good evening. Yes, my name is Sandra Wright. I'm currently your Plymouth County Commissioner. I have been for the last 4 years, and I'm here to tell you just a little bit about myself and my background. But before we begin, I'd like to thank WATD and the folks here for having me here this evening. I was born and raised in Brockton, married to my husband, Noel, 3 children, 2 grandchildren, served as a charter commissioner. I'm a town councilor in the town of Bridgewater, elected official for the Board of Health in Bridgewater for 9 years. I worked at the Gotti Memorial Hospital Emergency Room Department for 18 years. I served on the Halifax Fire Department as a firefighter EMT for 15 years, past president for the Halifax Firefighter Association for 8 years. I'm a CPR instructor, first aid and CPR instructor at the Mass Maritime Academy from 1995 to present. I'm also a broker for American Communications Network for Technologies, Banking, and Energy. And I'd just like to say, back in 2010, when I was elected for county commissioner, there were so many obstacles that needed to be addressed in order for county government to go on. I served as a charter commissioner, fought strongly and hard to keep the county government sustainable. I addressed the audits that were a big talk back then. The audits hadn't been done since 2003. I fought for the courthouse rent. I also reached out on community outreach. I put up a Plymouth County website. I also got a state grant for saltwater dredge. I'm also starting a pond management program, which we just received $150,000 to focus in on 10 to 50 acres within the county. I've brought bulk purchase for ice melt to 20 communities through the Housing Authority. I also put 7 pieces of legislation up at the House, which I'm proudly to say that 2 passed and 1 is still on the floor. Since coming into county government 4 years ago, I honestly believe that I've worked long and hard to keep county government sustainable. I am passionate about all that I have accomplished, and I would love the opportunity on November 4th to continue. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Sandra Wright with her opening statement. I'm going to go to Kevin Tachi now. Question for the candidates.
Sandra, during your term, tell us specifically what you've done as commissioner that would warrant you to be reelected for another term. Please give us a few examples.
Well, when I first came in, it was probably the worst time in history for Plymouth County. The Sheriff's Department had been taken over by the state. The audits hadn't been done since 2003, which I have addressed, and they're fixed. The courthouse rent needed to be addressed, like I had just said, many of these different items that I had just said. We put up a website, which Plymouth County had never had before. I've done also the bulk purchase. I started in 2010. I said that I would start a dredge throughout county, the county, for their lakes and ponds in the town. So we did get a $250,000 grant for that, and we're doing saltwater dredge. We are starting, and that's up and running. I also said that I wanted to do a forensic lab, which is now in the talking stages. So I have accomplished quite a bit there.
Okay. I would ask Scott, though, why did you change your party affiliation from independent to Democrat?
I ran in 2008. That was during the turbulent times that Sandra spoke of. I had just always been an independent candidate, an independent person. As 52% of Massachusetts are independent. They don't register or affiliate with a political party. When I went around and I started espousing my beliefs and telling people what I believed in, pretty much everybody said, hey, you're a Democrat, just admit it. And I said, what do you mean? Well, you're in a union, aren't you? I said, well, yes, I'm a union official, actually. And they said, you're a Democrat. And they said, you know, do you have a problem with gay marriage or any of that? I said, no, my best friend's openly gay. My best friend passed, unfortunately. But another issue like that is I went around and I went through the political process, and I ran for county commissioner in 2008 against Tony O'Brien and Jack Reardon and Ron Davey from Hingham or something like that.
I think it was Hull.
Hull, yeah. And basically, at the end of all of it, they said, you're a Democrat, just admit it. I went and I registered, and I actually signed on to help some other Democratic candidates in the following election cycle. And I've, while they call me a new Democrat, I don't know if 6 years is a new Democrat, but that's the short version.
Do you feel that being a Democrat in this state helps you, will help your chances of being elected, though?
I think it revolves more around the candidate than it does around the political affiliation. I've personally never been a huge ROD guy, which is why I was an independent for so long. I believe it's the candidate and the candidate's qualifications that really, because again, 52% of Massachusetts is unenrolled or what they call independent.
Okay.
Questions, Charles Mathewson?
Many say Plymouth County is nothing but a jobs program for its elected officers. How do you respond, Sandy?
Oh, a jobs office?
A jobs program for the elected officers, the treasurer, the register, the county commissioners. I've heard this many times around the county.
Not really clear where you're going with that, but as far as a job, I think Plymouth County has had so many obstacles in the past, and you know, to come in ever thinking that it's just an office that you can come in and not come in with programs or challenges, is, I don't think it's fair to say. There's just so much that needs to be done in Plymouth County. I think, you know, we've, over the years, we've lost the credibility of county government. And I think that, you know, to be fulfill this job, you have to be out there in the communities, the 27 communities, and working with them for regional services. And did I answer your question?
I don't think so.
Oh, I didn't?
No.
So I guess I'm not understanding your question then.
You know, I just heard this criticism Friday morning, speaking with a local official who said, the only reason these people are trying to keep the county going is for a paycheck. Is that true or not true?
No, I don't think so. And now I understand what you're saying. No, I don't think so. I think every level of government is very important. And I think county government is one area where you definitely need that function or that functionability to, you know, fight for your communities. And the paycheck, $15,000 we get, I don't think it's for the pay that any one of us are here for.
Okay, Scott?
I think I understand the appearance of, when people see county and say that, because up in this part of the country, there's no unincorporated territory. Everything touches. Marshfield touches Pembroke. It touches Kingston, all these other towns. We're down south and out west. If you drive from Marshfield to Pembroke, you're going to pass through 15 or so miles of unincorporated territory that belongs to the county. So down south and out west, the county is the bigger form of government. You see it. But up here, county government is invisible. It's an invisible layer, but it's an important layer. It does provide good services. The treasurer's office manages the Mayflower Municipal Healthcare Program. It manages the county retirement system. The 4-H programs run through the county. There's a lot of things that are done by the county, but it's an invisible layer of government. So when people don't see all these things it does, it gives the appearance of it doesn't do anything besides have elected officials. I believe it's Plymouth County government is as viable as the commissioners make it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. It seems like it's been a number of years since the county commissioners would make regular news here on WATD for disagreements during open meetings or between board members. How important is that for the next county commissioner, reelected or elected, be someone who can work well with other commissioners and also be productive? Let's start with you, Scott.
I believe that dirty laundry should never be aired in public. I think that if the commissioners have disagreements or they have issues with themselves, they should work to resolve it with themselves. I, for one, am one of the people who likes to build a consensus. You see a problem, we all sit down, we get a cup of coffee, we stay here until we come to a consensus or we find the solution that all of us hate the least that will work. I'm currently building a house, and that's how me and my wife are fixing everything and picking bathroom furniture. What do I hate the least, and what does she hate the least? But we come to a consensus, and that's how government has to work. Everybody has to sit down. They have to work together, and I'm one of those people that I bring people together. I sit down. I seek out solutions because I'm a doer, and I want to accomplish things, and the only way to do that and break log jams and get government going is to sit down and seek solutions.
What about you, Sandra? What do you think?
Well, I think no matter what it takes, you know, you have to come together, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever it is. I think people need to, you know, kind of put that aside and come to the table and work together and get things accomplished, you know, for the taxpayers, for, you know, whatever it needs to take to get things accomplished. There's too many times that, you know, things are put aside or have been in the past. I'm very fortunate to have two commissioners right now. We've never disagreed with each other, and we've backed each other in any program that we wanted to bring forward and go forward with. We're excited. We're passionate about Plymouth County. We're excited about the different programs that we're bringing forward. And I think you just, you know, all have to sit together around a table and work with one another.
Let me ask you both a quick follow-up question. So if you felt something was being done very wrong or you didn't agree with someone, you would stay away from public confrontation at an open meeting? Scott?
I believe so. I think if you have disagreements, they really shouldn't be aired in public. I think that's where people lose faith and they lose confidence in their government when you start airing that dirty laundry in public.
What about you? Do you agree with that, Sandra?
I do. I don't think, you know, people need to see my dirty laundry. You know, and again, I think if you have respect for one another on the board, you will come to some kind of decision.
Okay. And let's go back to you, Kevin Tachi.
During your term, an effort was successful in increasing the county commissioner's annual salary from $7,000 to $15,000. Do you feel the raise was warranted, especially compared to the duties and size of the county budget, which is around $9 million this fiscal year, compared to most selectmen and councilors who may receive a small stipend, if anything, to oversee larger budgets and have far more responsibilities?
Yeah, I just wish people, I think they conceived this in the wrong way. You know, back years ago, the county commissioners received $27,000. It was when they went to the advisory board, and Dan Pallotta at that time, who was, you know, the chairperson there, had dropped it down to $7,000. Again, it's not a raise, and we certainly have proven and shown that we are doing the work. We are getting out there. We are putting the 40 to 60 hours a week in there for the county government. We are working to make it better, stronger, and more stable. I don't think that it's fair that people perceive it as, you know, as a pay raise during these tough times. It isn't.
Okay. Scott, what added value do you feel you bring to Plymouth County government?
The added value I bring is currently, I'd say, 80% of what's left of Plymouth County is in the town of Plymouth. The county used to hold a large portion of lands and all around, but more or less most of it's left in Plymouth. One of the big issues the commissioners face is working with the Board of Selectmen in the town of Plymouth, and they've been having some problems getting things accomplished there. Being from Plymouth, knowing the political landscape in Plymouth, and knowing all the selectmen and all the people in Town Hall, I work with most of the people in Town Hall on a daily basis. I feel that I can help to facilitate the commissioners through the process of getting these projects that they want to accomplish done in the town of Plymouth. Right now, there's several projects that are planned for the town of Plymouth, all of which aren't being well received by the Board of Selectmen. I think I can be that facilitator. I can help to build that consensus, being from Plymouth and knowing everybody in Plymouth.
Okay. I'm all set.
Didn't know if you had a follow-up question on that. Okay. Charlie?
Okay, related to that, especially with recent remarks from the Commission's chairman, there's at least the appearance of a rift between Plymouth County and the town of Plymouth. Is there? And if so, how do you repair it? You're on a roll, Scott.
Just I believe there's more than an appearance right now. I think, again, that's what I bring to the table. I sat down, I was talking with one of the selectmen a couple hours ago. I talked to another one of the selectmen last night. I talked to all of them on a regular basis. And again, it's sometimes when people have projects, right now the county needs to do some projects. They need to bring in new revenue. They need to make themselves relevant to keep the government going, to keep everything providing services to the communities, the 27 communities that make up Plymouth County. In order to do that, they need to get these projects on board with the Board of Selectmen. Because the Board of Selectmen, again, it's in the town of Plymouth. I believe technically they don't need the selectmen's permission, but if you're going to do anything in the town of Plymouth, you're going to need the zoning issues and all that other stuff, the ZBA and all that involved. Building a consensus. And the short version is I think I can build that consensus. I know all these people. I know the political landscape. I can help them get done what they want to get done.
Sandy, you're a Brockton Bridgewater girl.
Yes.
How do you... First of all, do you think there is a rift? And secondly, how do you repair it?
I wouldn't want to think that there's a rift there. You know, we've worked hard for, you know, build a relationship with Plymouth. Although Plymouth isn't the only town in the 27 countries that we can bring revenue in with. And, you know, I think that, you know, we don't have any rift with them. You know, I believe that we're doing everything that we possibly can. We have been involved with Plymouth County for probably as long as Scott has and people prior to me, and I think that they've had a good rapport, and, you know, we just need to work things out. Again, not everybody's going to agree on things, and, yeah, we do have to go for zoning, and but I think that those are all things that can come to the table and be worked out. You know, Plymouth, you know, we do have some programs, you know, that are in Plymouth, but Plymouth isn't the only town that we have.
But you have an issue right now with the woodlot and the ZBA and gravel removal.
Yeah, I really don't think that that's a big problem. I mean, there's, you know, different things that we've, you know, two commissioners, the other commissioners, you know, we've come up with a lot of different ideas and where we'd like to see, you know, what vision we have, where we want to see that go. We haven't really come to a decision, but I'm sure that when we do, we will, you know, make relationships within Plymouth and we'll work hard with them and, you know, hopefully we can come to the table and all agree.
Okay.
Any follow-up? There you go. Well, we know what county commissioners do because this is like inside baseball for us working in a newsroom, but I think a lot of the general populace probably still does not know exactly what a county commissioner does. Can you explain what a county commissioner does, and what do you think the three top responsibilities are? Let's start with you, Sandra.
Yeah, first of all, you know, it always amazes me that, you know, when I go out, people within the communities, the many communities, especially going out and getting signatures, they have no idea what county government does. They have no idea what we're there for, what our role is. And, you know, I spend more of my time out educating and trying to help them to understand, you know, exactly what we do. And, you know, even talking to some of the people in the town, even the selectmen, you know, they're not always aware of what our role is and what we do. They keep changing positions every couple of years. So, of course, you know, one of the things that we do is the Registry of Deeds. We have two satellites, one in Rockland, one in Brockton. With the ownership and maintenance of three district courthouses, one in Hingham, Brockton, and Wareham. We are the administration financial management of the Mayflower Municipal Health Group, the operation of a parking ticket process program for more than 30 counties or governmental entities, the management and oversight of a bulk purchase bid for municipal vehicles, also for gas and diesel fuel. We have the management and oversight of a bulk purchase bid for the police and fire equipment. We operate the 4-H Extension Agricultural Group. We the operation and maintenance of management of a fire control airplane. We support the firefighter training program in Plymouth County. We have a grant support for local tourism in Plymouth County and the administration for federal grants available through county government. What would you say? What
I just
is that?
Three.
The three
that's
of them.
Okay,
oh, that's all right. I just educated some of the public.
There you go.
The three of them, of course, is the Registry of Deeds, the courthouses, and you know the Mayflower Municipal.
Okay, thank you, Sandra Wright. Scott Becky, County Commissioner. What do they do to find it so somebody who's just coming here would have an idea of what a county commissioner does with the top three things?
That seems to be one of the most commonly encountered questions that I have as I go out and I seek out votes and excuse me, the cold's getting me. And I analogize them to a board of selectmen or a city council. If you're from Brockton, they have city councilors. And that's what I tell people. I go, you know what your selectmen do. That's more or less what the commissioners do. And then I have to go on and educate them that again, it's an invisible layer of government, a $10.7 million budget, 96 employees, all that other stuff. But it's easy to imagine a board of selectmen that represents the 27 communities that make up Plymouth County, operating as a board of selectmen, providing services to all those communities. What do I think the three important things for a commissioner? I think one, they need to manage the finances well, manage the county's finances well, provide services to the 27 communities that make up Plymouth County, seek out new partnerships and projects that will benefit those communities. I think those are the three most important things that the commissioners can do.
Okay. Any follow-up, guys? Kevin Tocci, question for the candidates?
Yeah, question for the candidates. It's been reported that there are a couple of communities that aren't happy with what they pay in annual assessments compared to the services that they get in return and are discussing whether to withdraw from the county. What is your knowledge of this, and what needs to be done to satisfy these disgruntled communities and their elected officials?
Let's start with you, Scott.
I know there are communities that are dissatisfied with the county. But what they don't realize is that withdrawing from Plymouth County will probably cost them more than it does to stay within Plymouth County. Right now, it costs approximately $2.86, or less than a cup of coffee, to run the county per person per year. I mean, if you can afford to buy a medium regular like I have in my hand, again, we're on radio, It's not a visual medium. But that's pretty much what it comes down to the individual taxpayer. And I would say that, you know, everybody's getting at least $2.86 worth of value out of the county. Even if you look to the 4-H program, a wonderful program that helps out a lot of kids, provides guidance, provides direction. Just that alone is worth a cup of coffee per person.
Same question, Sandra.
Yeah, I have to, you know, agree with him. You know, for such little money, you know, we can do it cheaper and better. We can provide more for the communities and a much more realistic amount of monies for each person.
So you're both just saying that it's cheaper, there's nothing else that you can do to kind of satisfy these communities. There are a handful of communities that aren't happy. What can you do to kind of appease them or help them feel as though whatever they're putting in on an annual basis is measuring up?
Well, Hingham in particular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say it, but yeah, like Charlie said, Hingham in particular.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead. You know, back many years ago, the people were saying that county government just did nothing. They did nothing for the communities. And I would have to agree with them. In fact, they had, you know, on the ballot back in 2010 to abolish it. And, you know, in some ways I agreed with them, and in other ways I was so passionate and knew that, you know, what the flaws were in county government and knew what we had to do and knew that we could be, you know, sustainable. But, you know, when I get into the abolishment of the charter commissioner, I had to put my own feelings aside of being passionate, and I had to really think, you know, even though I'm passionate over here and I know what has to be done and what hasn't been done, as far as even the outreach, they, you know, I go to the towns now and they will tell me commissioners haven't been out in decades to visit with them. They haven't brought anything to the table as far as regionalization. They, you know, so I understand, you know, their feelings of as far as, you know, that we hadn't done anything for them. But we are out there. I've been out there. I fought hard for county government, and, you know, I had to think then when I was on the committee that, you know, what was really best for the taxpayer. I, you know, I had to put all my feelings aside of my passion for it, but I really had to think of, you know, what is best, what are we doing, and what are the needs? What are these towns needing and looking for that we have not, you know, met their needs? So in going out and visiting them, you know, we realize that we've built a rapport, and they are coming forward now with a lot of different things that they, you know, would ask us to do.
Okay. Well, Scott, I want to hold that thought. Just a reminder, you're listening to 95.9 FM in Marshfield, the South Shore's news and information station. This is a political forum, Plymouth County Commissioners. We've got the incumbent Republican, Sandra Wright, and her Democratic challenger, Scott Vecchi. We'll be back right after this.
Is Monday Night Talk with your host Kevin Tachi on 95.9 WATD. Monday Night Talk continues all week long. Go to 95.9WATD.com/Monday Night Talk and keep in touch on Facebook and Twitter. And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host Kevin Tachi.
Do I sound like Kevin Tachi? No, it's Christine James in here with Kevin Tachi, your host of Monday Night Talk, and Charles Mathewson. Our reporters were asking questions of the candidates for Plymouth County Commissioner, the Republican incumbent, Sandra Wright, and her Democratic challenger, Scott Vecchi. Now, well, before we went to the break at the top of the hour, I believe it was it you, Kevin, that had asked the last question. I'm going to repeat the question and give Scott a chance to answer.
Well, the question that they had both answered to, and that was... There are a few communities that aren't happy with the annual assessments, what they're paying and what they're getting back in services. Both candidates had basically acknowledged that it would cost them far less if they stay with the county than if they had withdrawn. And I know Sandra had answered, and I had posed a question to Sandra in regards to what other than saving money can be done. And Sandra gave her answer, and Scott, I believe, if you, I'm going to ask you the same thing. Other than them having a savings, what do you feel can be done by the county commissioners to best satisfy these communities that are contemplating this?
Well, that's an excellent question, Kevin. And one of the problems is people don't see what the county does for them. And the county doesn't provide as much services as it would like to. One of my big issues that I bring to the table as a candidate for county commissioner, it's not really my issue, it's a project that's been out there, it's languished for almost 20 years, is the county fire training facility. I've sat down, I've talked with Chief Nord, the fire chief from Duxbury, who's championing the project, and I told him that when elected, this is one of the issues that I'll seek to address, and I'll do my best to get that fire training facility to the fire chiefs. The Fire Chiefs Association says that if the commissioners give them a small portion of the county woodlot, and I say give, but at the same time, with my legal background, what you do is you gift it with a right of reversion. Should this ever cease to be used for fire training purposes, it comes back to the county. And that protects the county so that you don't give it to somebody and they sell it and you lose it from the county, whatever. But if there were a county fire training facility and all the 27 fire departments, for one for each town that make or community that make up Plymouth County, and they sent their people here to be trained and at a lower cost, because right now for Marshfield Fire Department to be trained, and Sandra, I'm sure you'll agree with this as a past firefighter, they have to go to either Stowe or Barnstable. And last time I checked, that big red truck doesn't get good gas mileage. So there would be a cost savings to the town and the city of Brockton if they use this fire training facility that was operated by the County Fire Chiefs Association. It's a realistic project. It can be done. It can be done at almost no cost to the county, minus, say, 10 or so acres of land that's gifted with a right of reversion that technically could come back to the county if it wasn't used that way. I think if there was a county fire training facility, they would see the value in it, and all the towns would understand what Plymouth County does for them.
Okay, what, Charlie, question?
I have separate questions for the two of you. Sandy, at the last annual county advisory board meeting. We're trying to explain what the county is, so I know the county advisory board meeting may sound like something arcane, but it's the commissioners are the executive branch and the advisory board is the legislative branch, and it's made up of delegates from all of the 27 communities. Your proposal for a small saltwater dredge that could double as a freshwater dredge, just two of that meeting apart, do you have any regrets?
Well, yes and no. When I first ran in 2010, my I had said that I wanted to do a dredge for the towns, their lakes and ponds. Luckily, and you know, I was given a gift of $250,000, but I had to do the dredge out at the seacoast, which was okay. Again, you know, we've met hundreds of different hours, meetings together, and we're starting out on the seacoast. We are doing a saltwater dredge, and that's, you know, what the money was given for. There isn't going to be any switch. We will do a saltwater dredge. My passion, though, was more inland. Once we get this going, will we be able to maybe purchase another dredge for freshwater? I hope so. I would like to see. I think all the towns need this service done.
Okay, Scott, we heard Sandy say in her opening statement, she recited all of her experiences as a local elected official on Bridgewater Council, on and on. You have zero governmental experience. Shouldn't you run for... try to get appointed to the ZBA, use your attorney's knowledge, or run for the planning board, or get a local job before jumping to the county?
Well, I was an elected town meeting representative for the town of Plymouth. Again, it's not something that's a big deal, so I didn't really bring it out in my opening statement. I did serve as in town meeting, I'm sorry, a little tongue-tied today. Plymouth has 135 elected town meeting representatives. You're elected out of your precincts, and you represent the town at town meeting because we're too big of a town to have open town meeting. It doesn't work. So I do have experience in government. Again, it's not a big position and all that. An elected town meeting representative isn't as big as a county commissioner. But when I looked, and I'm doing this because I care, because I want to institute a positive change. I want to have a positive impact on my society, my community. And I saw the county commissioner as a misunderstood and invisible layer of government that I felt that I could help. And that's why I seek out this position. I feel that I truly care that the county succeeds, that it does well, and it provides more services to the communities. So again, I don't really think that you're required to be on a ZBA or be on one of these smaller boards before you jump into the political waters. Might I be portrayed as a Don Quixote tilting at windmills? Maybe. But I want to go out, I want to seek positive change, I want to do something positive for my community, and that's why I'm running for county commissioner.
Okay.
Nick, let me ask you both a quick question then about running for office. Sandra, you've held a number of offices. You gave out a whole list. I remember last time thinking I couldn't keep them straight. Is this the last office that you will seek, or do you aspire to something higher than this?
No. I'm passionate about county government, and I did work. I think Scott is wrong in that. I think that you really have to get the knowledge, get out and be a servant to your people. In your community, I think that's crucial to really, you know, learn and know what's needed out there. I'm passionate about county government. I go to bed at night thinking of 100 different programs that I can think of, you know, in my sleep and what county government should be doing. I'm not looking to go forward in any other political position. I just want to see county government excel and bring in lots of programs and be able to give back to the 27 towns.
Okay, but Scott, what do you think? Are you going to use this as a springboard for another office? You're going to run for sheriff? That's the rumor.
Yeah.
People keep telling me that. Right now I'm running.
Oh, I'm just asking.
I'm running for Plymouth County Commissioner. I don't know where the world will take me eventually. I've been a police officer for over 20 years. I have 20 as of February, I'll have 24 good years in the retirement system. I'm coming to the end of my career as a police officer. I'm not done being a police officer. I really enjoy what I do. You know, I get paid to ride motorcycles, work SWAT, and go out and meet people every day. It's a fun job. I enjoy helping people, and I really like my job. I'm not done doing it, but I can see the exit sign over the door, so I don't know where the world will take me. But right now, I'm running for Plymouth County Commissioner. I want to help the county, and I want to do a good job.
Okay. Kevin Tachi, questions for the candidates?
Yeah. In your opinion, I think it was Scott, I'll ask you this question. In your opinion, what needs to be done in order for the county to receive a larger portion of the revenue that's generated from the registry of deeds instead of a smaller take while the state takes the lion's share?
Well, most people don't realize that the Registry of Deeds is one of the largest revenue streams of the county. That the county, when you go to the Registry of Deeds, I just bought a piece of property in the town of Plymouth. We had to go file the deed. You go to the Registry of Deeds, you pay about $75. But out of that, less than 11 cents, I think it's like 10.6 cents on the dollar, comes back to the county where the state takes all that rest. Most people don't realize that, and that was a change in the funding formula that was instituted after the sheriff's department was taken over by the state. And there was a, correct me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but there was a readjustment of how much the county would keep. In order to change that and for them to keep more of that money, it would have to be a legislative change. It would be have to be something that we'd work with our state representatives and our state senators to accomplish. It's something that I believe is already in progress. There's already legislation. Unfortunately, it might die in this legislative session. And if it does, then we need to bring it back. Then we need to get the reps and we need to get another bill and refile it next year. But that's the only way that you can do it is through a legislative change.
Same question, Sandy.
Yeah, no, he's right in, for every dollar we do get 10.625 back. And right now that is one of the pieces of legislation that we have put in. I'm fighting hard. I'm advocating hard for that. I'm fighting for 42.5, which I believe that we deserve. And
If I could just interrupt real quick, I believe the county does all the work.
Yes.
Correct. So why wouldn't you want to seek more than 42 cents on the why not 60?
It'll never. We know that the state isn't going to. It will be lucky if we get 42.5. We're lucky. We're advocating for that. All we can do is just keep fighting. I'm not going to say I'm going to take less, but we're going to keep fighting for 42.5.
Well, is there a lower benchmark that the commissioners have already discussed and said, well, if the state comes back and says 35 cents, we'll take that?
Yeah, but I'm not going to accept that.
Okay.
No, what I'm saying is that I really think we deserve 42.5. And I think, right now it's not dead. It still is on the House floor. I am excited, and I think that it's going to go forward.
Okay.
Charlie?
A majority of the County Advisory Board delegates have said they're willing to give the new commissioners time to prove themselves. The new commissioners, what should we say, for the last 2 years? The commissioners proposed several regional initiatives, but the towns those delegates represent haven't exactly rushed to join the regional initiatives. How much more time should the new commission have? Sandy, you're the incumbent.
Again, I think that it's just trust. And, we haven't been out, in the towns. We haven't reached out, which, we have started doing. How much time? I think that, a lot of the towns are coming on board. I think that they're beginning to realize that, they really need regional services, that, they really need to partner up with somebody. The towns just aren't, getting the funding that they thought that they were going to get. And I think that regional services is the new wave.
Okay, Hingham is a long way from Mattapoisett.
Yep.
And they're both in Plymouth County. If Hingham wants to regionalize, say, dispatching, they can do that with three surrounding towns on their own. They don't need the county to do that. The county is very big. I guess, how and how long is it going to take to get these regional services up and going?
Well, I think it's, it depends on, who we, present this to in our legislation and how much, we fight for it and where we, how far we take it. And I would love to see it done tomorrow, but obviously that's not going to happen. But, you know, I really can't give it a time.
Scott, does the new commission have time to prove itself?
I think they've accomplished a bit in becoming functional again. But again, people are looking for results. And like you're talking about, I was actually at a Chamber of Commerce meeting up in Scituate, and there was some talks about Hingham Hall and all this other stuff, and the towns, they were afraid to enter into compacts. And one of the issues was the legal ramifications. And I said to those people, I said, what you don't understand is the county is there and exists to cross those lines, to cross the community's lines. And you don't need all 27 communities to come on board to a regional police fire dispatch. That would be unwieldy at best. The county exists and can facilitate those things, even amongst a couple of communities. If Hingham, Hull, Scituate wanted to regionalize, I don't know that they do, something like that, the county could be there as their safety net because the county legally can cross some lines. And to revisit an earlier question as far as my legal background, one of the things that they concentrate on in law school is how laws work and why they work a certain way. You have a whole year of constitutional law specifically teaching you how these laws work, why they work that way. And as an attorney, that's why I feel that I am better suited as a county commissioner, because I understand the legal aspects and ramifications.
Okay, I want to ask you both another quick question. Speaking of regionalization, I think if any county commissioner could facilitate even getting 5 or 10 towns together to take care of the trash, because that seems to be the biggest issue on money grab, I think you'd be set for life being elected just about any office. Do you think that that's actually doable with all the different towns that are involved, to have a group regionalizing trash because of the tonnage fee that's increasing?
Yeah, and again, I think that, you know, when you do it in bigger amounts, then you have a better bidding process going on. And I think that, you know, I guess the question is, why wouldn't they? You know, I know that we've been out there, we've been presenting it to the different towns, and they seem to be, you know, excited. And, you know, of course, a lot of them are in contracts, so they have to wait for their contracts to be up. So when you say time, you know, these are some of the things that are in the way, is waiting for contracts and, you know, for them to be open to come on.
Let's say between now and 2 years from now, do you think it's possible? Could you estimate, could 3 towns come on together? Towns?
Oh, I think I honestly believe that we have probably more towns than that that have, you know, shown interest. And again, you know, we're working hard at this, and I think I would like to say that we'd be doing it in the very near future.
Okay, what do you think about that, Scott? About trash, because that seems to be one of the biggest issues.
Well, it's actually, if I'm not mistaken, it's Chairman Pallotta's issue, where he's trying to work on a regional transfer facility in the town of Plymouth. It's actually right behind the police station where I work, and in between the police station and the sheriff's department, beside the old CAP landfill. Unfortunately, we go back to that relationship that the commissioners have with the selectmen of the town of Plymouth. I know we kind of had to talk one of the selectmen back off the cliff the other day after there was some back and forth between what the commissioners had to say about certain issues and what the selectmen felt. And again, I'm in tune with those selectmen. I'm friends with all of them. And I think that if anybody's going to get that accomplished, again, we have to sit down. We have to say, okay, what about this do we all hate the least? And let's seek that compromise. I think I'm going to be the person who's going to be able to do it. The project's on the table. Right now, it's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. The selectmen don't like where it's going, and you need to get all those zoning people and the selectmen on board if it's going to happen. But you're right, there's money in trash, and that can actually save the county.
It seems like it's probably one of the biggest issues that every single town we deal with has. Do you have another question? You want to go on to lightning round?
Let's do lightning round.
Okay, yeah, let's go. All right, lightning round, my favorite part. Lightning round means the answer is either yes or no, without an explanation, or one or two sentences tops. And the person asking the question will say what kind of an answer they want, whether it's going to be a yes or no answer or one or two sentences tops. Kevin Tachi, your lightning round question.
Should the county consider selling the courthouses currently under its control instead of leasing them to the state? Yes or no, and I'll allow you a sentence or two. Sandy.
No. I believe that the courthouse, you know, we should keep control of those, and I think it's just the state that we've had to. Oh, I'm going beyond my time.
Just finish your sentence.
Yep. You know, it just took us to go to the state to, you know, get the revenue that the monies that were due us.
Okay. Same question, Scott.
Same question,
Scott. Yes. The courthouses are in such a state of disrepair that the county would have to front all that money. So if the state were to pick up, especially the Wareham courthouse, I'd say yes immediately.
Okay. Lightning round question, Charles Mathewson.
How would adding a second Democrat to the commission affect it? Two sentences, Sandy.
How would it affect the board?
Yeah.
It shouldn't affect it at all. I think if they're willing to come to the table and work things out amongst each other.
Okay.
Scott?
It would greatly benefit. And explain why shortly is because we're in a Democratic state. Right now it's a Democratic government. All the boards are appointed by Democrats. I think it would be more facilitated, Democrats speaking to other Democrats, you'd accomplish more quicker.
Okay. Let your own question, Kevin.
Would it ever be possible for you to support a movement to abolish county government? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Charles?
How would eliminating the only woman on the commission affect it? Scott?
I don't believe it would.
Sandy?
Eliminating my position?
Well, there are three commissioners, you're the only woman. What happens if there are three male commissioners?
I think to have the balance is always good.
Okay. Does party affiliation even matter when you're a county commissioner? Scott, yes or no?
Again, I said I'm not a big R&D person, so I don't believe it does.
Okay.
It shouldn't.
Okay. Kevin?
I might add that question that Christine just asked. It came out of the Joe Rossi file, so we want to give Joe a little bit of credit for that.
Oh,
one.
Thank
give
you.
Joey a little, okay. Give Joey a little bit of a little bit
that's
of a nugget there. There are four ballot questions on this year's general election ballot. Repeal the automatic gas tax, repeal the casino gaming law, earned sick time, expanding the state's current bottle bill. Pick one and briefly tell us whether you're for or against the question in a sentence or two. Explain your position. Sandy.
Oh, I like them all.
This isn't a buffet. Pick one.
I know. I guess because I'm working with people in the bottle bill, I guess I'll hit on that. I think that, you know, these guys do a lot of work, that they deserve the extra money that they just deserve.
Okay.
Just real quick, bottle bill, casinos.
Yeah, you get repeal the automatic gas tax, repeal the casino gaming law, earn sick time, expand the bottle bill. Pick one, explain quickly.
I'll go to casinos. And again, the one thing with the casinos, it requires the input of the communities, and it has to be situated in some place that's acceptable to everyone. But the one thing about the casinos, there is a fear of social ills, but there's a lot of union jobs involved there.
Okay. Let's do this. Unless you have another lightning round question.
I do have one last one, okay. And this one's a classic.
Okay.
Should goat milking be a skill set? I'm going to lighten it up a little bit here. That every county commissioner should possess. Scott?
I unfortunately missed the goat milking. I didn't have time to brush up on my skills, and I was unfortunately committed other ways that day. I'm sure that the 4-H program will enlighten me later on when I'm elected.
Okay, let's
Sandra.
Have goat milking intro music. Dun, da, da, da.
I definitely think if you're going to support the 4-H, you have to go milk a goat.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, for some background for people who don't watch county commissioners closely, one commissioner has neglected the goat milking skills.
And I think he's a Democrat.
Oh, I think he is, yeah.
Well, he is a Democrat, yes. But that doesn't really matter.
I want to give you folks a chance now to ask each other a question or two, something that you want to ask the other candidate. We have a couple minutes left, then we're going to go to closing statements. Scott, question for Sandra Wright.
Sandra, when you were on the County Charter Commission before you were elected as a commissioner, you said that you were in favor of abolishing the county, but now that you're a commissioner, you're in favor of keeping the county as it is. That seems like a drastic change in position, unless I'm mistaken. Could you explain your change of position?
Well, let me correct you. When I was on the charter commissioner, I was on there for keeping county sustainable. I fought hard for it. I spent thousands of miles and hundreds of hours showing that, you know, by abolishing Plymouth County, it would hurt the community. I was not for abolishment, although I did say when I get in as county commissioner, I had to put my feelings aside and really feel and know what was best for the people. But I always fought hard for county government.
Okay. Your question for Scott?
Knowing that you're a police officer, a full-time police officer, you have your own business, you just became an attorney, and I'm sure you're going to hang a plaque out and start your business. And I just, you know, I know how many hours I put in. I put 40 to 60 hours. Are you going to leave one of your jobs to be able to fulfill the duties of a county commissioner? Because it's going to require a lot of time.
I am an attorney, but I don't practice. I sought out the education. I did pass the bar on the first try. I feel that makes me a better person and a better candidate for county offices. I don't plan on seeking opening my own office right now. And if you think I work hard, you should see me running for county commissioner. Ask anybody. They know how much effort I'm putting into this. I'm one of those people. I'm a driven person. I'll put in the time required. My wife's running my business right now. She's doing an okay job of it. It's still successful. It's still prospering. So I'm one of those people that I go. And anybody who's seen me running has seen how much energy I've put into this. I don't go to bed until at least midnight every night. Sometimes I eat supper around 10, 11 o'clock at night. And I'm putting that much effort into being a candidate for county commissioner. I'll put at least that much effort into being a commissioner.
Okay, and if you each want to ask each other a lightning round question, we can do that too with a two-sentence answer. You want to ask a question of Sandy, and Sandy, you can ask another one of Scott.
I'll pass. I'll defer to Sandra.
Okay. Did you want to ask another question?
I guess, you know, the problem I had is, you know, being out collecting signatures and, you know, running as an independent. You were an independent in December. You changed to a Democrat, although I heard you out there in some of the towns still saying that you were an independent. Why would that be? I mean, do you actually know what party?
I registered as a Democrat in 2009. I've been a Democrat since 2009. I never said while I was collecting signatures that I was an independent. I say that I don't put a lot of stock into R's and D's. I put stock into solutions. And anybody who's talked to me knows, I say, look at me, look at Sandra, look at our qualifications. Put us side by side and vote for the best candidate. And I truly believe that will be me. So, no, I never said I was an independent. I have been a registered Democrat since 2009. You can go down to town hall and check.
Okay. What I want to do is go to closing statements now. We're going to reverse order. We started with Scott, then we went to Sandra. So closing statements, we're going to start with Sandra and then close with Scott. Sandra, your closing statement. Thank you.
Yes, I'd like to thank WATD and my opponent here and the listeners here tonight, and just want to reiterate what I have said earlier in the debate all about my accomplishments that I have been able to achieve in just a short 4 years. When I came into county government back in 2010, it was the worst time in history for county government. The sheriff's office had been taken over by the state. On the ballot was to abolish Plymouth County. The audits hadn't been done since 2003. We weren't getting paid on the courthouse rent in a timely fashion. There were so many issues that needed to be addressed. And I believe that I was the one that fought for Plymouth County, and if I hadn't fought for Plymouth County, we wouldn't be sitting here today having this debate. I have worked long and hard in Plymouth County that I honestly can say that I have brought common sense, stability, and strength to the table, along with many programs that will bring revenue to the county, which I'm proud that I've been able to do. In 2010, I promised change and good leadership, and I am here today because I have done what I said I would do. I have a vision in the future, and that is to focus on waste management programs, renewable energy, expanding out into the other towns, and implementing a pilot program to dredge lakes and ponds in the 27 communities. I'm looking into a forensic lab right now in the city of Brockton, a program for the hearing impaired. People don't realize we have 65,000 hearing impaired people just in Plymouth County, and every night that they go to bed in fear that they won't hear the alarms. So I know that that's one of the regional services that I think that in Plymouth County should look into. I want to thank Sheriff McDonald, DA Tim Cruz, for their endorsement and their support. We have great sheriffs, and we have a great sheriff, and we have a great DA. I thank you for having me here this evening.
Thank you very much. That's Sandra Wright. She's the incumbent. She's a Republican running for county commissioner. Now, Scott Vecchi, a Democrat, also running for county commissioner. Scott, your closing comments for our audience.
I'm sorry for the chuckle there, Sanders, but when we talked about Sheriff McDonald, there was an issue today where an on-duty deputy sheriff was stealing my campaign sign, so that elicited a small chuckle. I apologize. Revisiting a quick talk when we talked about the courthouses, and I said, Selim, one of the things you have to worry about if we did do that was the custodians. They are county employees. We'd have to reappropriate, find another job within the county for them. I want to thank Sandra Wright. She's done a good job as a county commissioner. She came in during a turbulent time. She did bring some stability to the county commission. I just think that as a candidate, I'm a better candidate. I ask people to go to my website, www.vote4vecchi.org, or just Google Scott Vecchi. Look at both of us on LinkedIn. Look at our in my website. Compare our qualifications, and I think that the voters will see that I'm the better candidate. But I do appreciate Sandra's service and all she's done for the commission during her time on the board.
Thank you very much. That was Scott Vecchi, also running for county commissioner. He is a Democrat. You'll be able to hear this forum in its entirety up on our website. I'll be up there by tomorrow, maybe even tonight, if Kevin Tachi is as aggressive as I think he is about that. Okay, looks like it'll be up there. Selected cuts of this will be on Morning News tomorrow with Dave Skill. You'll be able to hear that. And, of course, on election night, we've got reporters out in the field with every candidate running for office, so you'll be able to find out the winner of this race. I want to thank everybody who participated tonight. Kevin Tachi, Charles Mathewson, and of course the candidates too. Remember, get out there and vote. The general election is November 4th. If you don't vote, you don't have a voice. I'm Christine James. We'll be back right after this.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.